Well, I've been invited, if I can manage it, to walk to the top of the tower at St Mary's here in the centre of St Neots, because they're opening up to the public every Saturday, and I'm very privileged because I've arrived in the middle of the week. And Canon Paul Andrews is with me. Hello.
Hello.
You're actually a canon, and you're involved with more than one church, but this is the main church that you're...
I'm the vicar of St Neots, so yeah. This church is my parish church, and yeah. I'm an honorary canon of Ely Cathedral, which is a great, great honour and something I'm delighted to have. But yeah. Mainly connected with St Neots, that's my principal job.
Now, I presume you've decided to open up the tower mainly, well, because it's very interesting, but also to help with church funds.
That's exactly right, and in fact it's something that's been going on for decades. It used to be run by a group of people who raised money for our restoration fund. That's money just to be spent on maintaining the building itself, and of course it's a Grade 1 historic listed monument, so it's a very great responsibility, but like all of these things, the responsibility falls on the people who are actually the parish, the members of the church. We don't get any outside or government funding.
I'm surprised at that, especially on a national monument, which this is. I mean, it's such a beautiful building. There must be... It's a never-ending job looking after it.
It's like painting the Forth Bridge, yes, yeah. Except, of course, it's about 500 years older than the Forth Bridge. But, yes, it like every parish church, the upkeep falls on the people who are actually members of the church. And we do have a Friends organisation that raises quite a lot of money for us. But the tower opening started with this group of people, as I say, way back years ago, long before I came here. And we're continuing that now, and we're continuing to do it to raise money for the fabric of the church so that we can keep this wonderful late 15th century medieval building in our town.
There's so much history in and around St Neots. I would think that this is probably the spearhead, really, for tourists, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly a draw. You can't miss it, can you? 128 feet to the top of the tower, and it's a very large church. Colloquially, for centuries, it's been known as the Cathedral of Huntingdonshire, but of course it isn't a cathedral, it's a parish church, but it's simply known as that simply because it's built on such a big scale.
Yeah. How high did you say it was?
128 feet to the top of the pinnacles on the tower.
Oh, thank you.
And there are about 130 steps, and I say about 130 steps because every time I try to count them, I come up with a different figure, 129, 131, yeah. So I've averaged it out.
I think I'm one of the few people. I was in Morocco, and the Cascades of Azoud have 713 steps, I was told, and I think I'm one of the few that bothered to count them, and they were right.
Oh, well, that's okay then. So you'll be well fit to make it to the top of the tower.
I don't think I'll count these. Yeah. Just before we go up, we've also got with us Jane Gill. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Are you one of the tour guides on Saturdays?
I'm not generally. This is a special occasion for me as well as for yourself.
Oh, right.
No, normally I don't do this. Other people do, provide tea and coffee and all sorts on a Saturday morning.
The tour itself is in sort of three parts. I'll obviously see the church down here, and then halfway up this tower...
There's a ringing chamber.
Yes, I was going to say, Paul's just told me it's 128 feet or something. We've got to go. But halfway up is the ringing chamber.
The ringing chamber, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where they then ring the bells from. The bells are above that, but all the ropes and the paraphernalia for ringing the bells are there at that tower. And we always stop and have a look at that, so it's quite interesting to see the
bells. So your regular bell ringers have to climb halfway up the tower for each practice and...
And every service, absolutely, yes.
Wonderful. I absolutely love the sound of church bells. I know some people move out from London to the country and wonder why they have to put up with church bells and complain, but I've always loved it.
Yeah, we do get complaints, but I think it's a lovely sound. And I think there was one Sunday morning recently where they didn't ring. They didn't have enough ringers. And people kept saying, where are the bells? Where are the bells? And people do miss them on a Sunday morning. It does say church is happening. People are here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a sound that you associate. If you've born and bred here, you would associate the sound of these bells, wouldn't you? Because they probably outlive most of the people that are here, I think.
Oh, definitely. They've been here a long time before any of us. Absolutely.
Yes. We were talking about one of the history walks. We were talking about the bells because there used to be a foundry here in St Neots.
Is that so?
But it cast the bells for one of the churches here, and they moved, but they're still in existence in Lincolnshire somewhere. So when the bells needed recasting, the same foundry, although they've moved, recast the new bells as well, which is quite interesting.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm totally not an expert on that. I think when the bells were last recast here, they were recast by a firm called Taylor's, who are in Loughborough, so perhaps...
That may be where they moved to.
That might be one of
them. Probably Loughborough, not Lincolnshire.
We did go and see the bell, some of us. I was a bell ringer, and my husband was a bell ringer for many years. Neither of us ring at the moment. But we did go and see the bells as they were recast in Loughborough. Which was really quite interesting to see that done as well.
I think it was Loughborough and not Lincolnshire. I got that wrong. And bell ringing to me looks like logarithms. So there we are. And that dates me quite considerably. So we'll set off as far as the bell tower. No, what do you call it? The ringing chamber.
The ringing chamber.
I'll get it right eventually, I promise. Off we go.
Okay.